In public, anyway, control of Jerusalem, we're told, is a sacred and solemn issue worth fighting and dying for in the Middle East.
In private, did Palestinian negotiators offer up huge swaths of Jerusalem to Israel?
I think these papers are really dynamite. There's a big difference between thinking you know something and actually knowing it.
Ali Abunema of Electronic Intifada on Al Jazeera did the guardians of Palestinian land instead hand over the gate keys to the enemy. The Palestinian papers on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, January 24th. Yet another release of papers, this one not necessarily WikiLeaks, that gives us an insight into backroom dealings.
A little behind-the-scenes view of the very frustrating Middle East peace discussions, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But first, let's get a check of the morning's top news. Tomorrow's State of the Union address will be round one, you could say, of this year's political main event, how to stimulate job growth in time for the 2012 election. In one corner, there's President Obama, who says getting U.S. companies to start hiring again should come before tackling the deficit.
We're going to have to out-innovate. We're going to have to out-build. We're going to have to out-compete. We're going to have to out-educate other countries. That's our challenge.
Fellow Democratic Senator Dick Durbin is in his corner.
You can't end the deficit unless you start putting America back to work.
But slugging back, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor remains focused on spending cuts.
We want to cut and grow, because when we hear invest from anyone in Washington, to me that means more spending.
To that end, House Republicans have scheduled a vote to cut non-security spending this year to 2008 levels.
In Tunisia, a different political battle continues to play out on the streets. Protesters defied an overnight curfew to gather outside the prime minister's office and demand that he quit. The police fought back, firing tear gas to disperse the crowd. Meanwhile, the interim government has shut down the most popular television network in the country. It was shut down temporarily. It has now been reopened. Protesters say that move was too resembled too much the old regime of government. Here at home, Jared Loughner, the man accused of shooting Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and 18 others, will be in federal court today. Loughner is expected to face six counts of murder. He's already been charged with the attempted murder of Gifford and two of her aides in a legal case that's expected to last for years.
It's supposed to be cold in the winter. That's not a headline, but not like this.
As of early this morning, some very cold temperatures, 35 below zero at Saranac Lake, 11 below zero at Albany, New York, and many locations across the Northeast are below zero.
It's meteorologist Bob Orovec with the National Weather Service, who says the wind chill in parts of New England this morning will reach 51 below zero. Another snowstorm expected along the Northeast later this week. We'll stay tuned for that.
We're set up for a classic Super Bowl matchup now. The six-time champion Pittsburgh Steelers will take on the Green Bay Packers. The Packers have their own three Super Bowl titles, and the game's trophy is named after their legendary coach, Vince Lombardi.
It's, yellow and blue versus yellow and green.
Yeah, lots of yellow.
It's the colors.
Let's hope you're a spring. Asian and European markets are mixed right now. Futures are down. The Dow will start at 11,871. S&P at 1,283. The NASDAQ will open at 2,689.
All right, you might be exhausted on this Monday morning, but why don't you do some jumping jacks, huh?
You know, this is a nation of tired people. Everyone is tired. Everybody is suffering from that chronic disease that I like to call pooped out-itis.
It's not the only word Jack LaLanne coined. The famed fitness guru passed away yesterday afternoon at 96. He outlived them all. We remember him later this hour, and we'll do some finger push-ups in his honor. We'll also take a peek at the Obama administration, a fake peek, a political insider's novel set within the White House, written by an anonymous. Have we heard this before? Those conversations
coming up.
But first, we talk with a journalist who broke the story that Palestinian negotiators secretly told Israel it could keep sovereignty over large parts of occupied East Jerusalem. More in a few minutes.